nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Future planning does not deal with anticipation of future needs, but on the results of present decisions." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who plan on their results. Our first playmaker was a professional baseball player in Italy, while our second playmaker leads a company that began in 1939. With us today is the CEO of a company that provides endless pizza with over 10,000 employees, while our next playmaker is the CEO of a financial insurance company that's based on relationships. These great playmakers are Darren Harris. Darren is CEO of CC's Pizza, and Steve Waldman. Steve is CEO of Waldman Brothers, and we're going to begin today's show with Steve. Steve Waldman brings more than 40 years of industry experience to his role as CEO, partner, and chairman of the board for Waldman Brothers. His responsibilities include executive oversight of the company while providing clients with exceptional service. Waldman Brothers is a Dallas-based insurance and financial services firm which recently celebrated their 75-year commemoration and anniversary. Waldman Brothers has remained a stable force for their clients and the Dallas community. Steve leads the company with his expertise in property and casualty insurance with integrity-focused values learned from his father and uncle who founded Waldman Brothers back in 1939. And Steve, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. So glad to be here.
Well, you got into the family business right out of college. Was the insurance and financial services business in your blood as you were growing up?
As long as I can remember, I knew I was going into the insurance business. My uncle especially would come over to my house and always talk about, "Stevie, you're going to be in the insurance business. You're going to be an insurance man." And we had a lot of fun with that.
Were you the oldest grandchild in that group?
I am the youngest in that group. My father had four brothers and a sister, and I was the only boy, the baby boy. There was an elder who was a boy, but I was the only one that had a chance of going in our business.
So you were destined to become part of Waldman Brothers.
I believe I was.
Well, talk about your business a little bit. I mentioned that you're in the property and casualty and in the financial services. What is the expertise of Waldman Brothers?
We have four specific divisions at Waldman Brothers. Let me tell you about all of them. Personal insurance division handles personal insurance coverages for valuables, collections, homes, automobiles. We provide liability coverage for certain circumstances. Because family is such an important part of what we do, we work with our insureds to make sure that their needs are met.
That's one.
That's one. The second, commercial insurance, deals with businesses, business property and casualty, workers' compensation, professional liability, property insurance, business interruption, directors and officers liability. We do a lot of business in the public sector. And that is primarily to help assure that the assets of those companies are protected and that any claim that they may have that could be catastrophic is properly taken care of. The third area is our employee benefits division, and that is an area which is extremely important to today's corporate world because so many companies must maintain a competitive nature with their employees, and if they don't, they're going to lose them. Our team really works well with the businesses to develop great programs and plans to keep their employees, medical insurance, disability insurance, ancillary products that are very important, 401k. We do that for our commercial clients. And finally, financial services. We started in the financial services business in 1939, selling life insurance primarily, but that practice has grown dramatically into a really good estate planning operation. We do a lot of wealth planning for our client base surrounding certain types of different products, life insurance products, annuities, long-term disability, and things of that nature. Long-term care has become very important. And this, again, protects the assets of the clients that we represent and makes sure that there's assets available to pass on to their loved ones in the event something happens to them.
Well, you're CEO of a company that started back in 1939. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But you, for all intents and purposes, got into the business right out of college in 1973. You spend a lot of your time running a company now and working with your employees. But if you had to pick something you really love the most, what part of your business do you really enjoy doing?
It's funny. I'm going to have to split it down the middle. I love handling the business. I love running the business. I enjoy working with the great employees that we have. We have the most high quality employees you could ever imagine at Waubman Brothers. They're so caring. They're so conscientious in the job that they do, and it makes me feel so great to be able to work with them and participate with them. The other side is I really enjoy seeing my clients. There's nothing better than going out and visiting with a client. I used to make a joke that what other business do you get to be in where you go out and visit with people and make a living? That's what we do. We take care of our clients. We talk to them. We learn about them. We develop strong relationships with them. We like to sit on the same side of the table that they do when we're anticipating rather than across the table. So those would be the two things I enjoy.
And I knew you were going to say that because in talking ahead of time or before the show started, you mentioned something about this being the best business you could be in. You were fit for this business. And it seems like that's what you enjoy the most, getting together with a client, sitting down, talking to them, figuring out what you can do to help them and taking care of them.
It's great. And the feeling of being appreciated by your client is so significant. I know that those clients who I've worked with for a long time really recognize that they appreciate what I do. I had one client tell me once when he was interviewing another agent in another environment, halfway through the interview, he said to himself, "Where's Steve Waldman? Why isn't he sitting here next to me? He's the one that needs to help me make this decision." Those are the kind of things that you really want. You want your client to have such faith and confidence in you, and as a result, you know you will do anything to take care of them.
Well, you have a tremendous passion. It's coming through just the way you speak, but my guess is if you weren't making money doing this, you'd do it anyway because you enjoy it so much.
I do love it, I'll tell you that.
Well, the business started back in 1939. Correct me if I'm wrong, but your dad, Bill Waldman, started the company in 1939.
Forgive me, it was my father, is Irwin Waldman. Bill Waldman started the company in 1939.
I'm sorry for saying that, but okay,
right.
Correct me then.
Tell me
how it started.
Uncle Willie would be very upset with me if I didn't say that. He was a life insurance underwriter for State Mutual of America. My father was on the road selling auto parts. In 1949, Uncle Charlie Waldman, who had set Bill up in the business, came to my dad and said, "Irwin, you need to get off the road. I think you'd be perfect for the insurance business. Why don't you join Willie?" So my dad joined Bill, and my dad was the property casualty guy. Some great stories about them. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Bill would take the car and drive around Dallas, while Dad would walk Elm Street, Main Street, and Commerce Street. On Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, Dad got the car, and Willie walked Main Street, Elm Street, and Commerce Street, and that's how they did their business. They looked a lot alike, so often people would call one the other, and of course they would always say, "Hello," as if it was them. It was really cute.
It's I can see how you mentioned four generations of clients you've had over time since 1939. People stay with you because of those relationships. But you also mentioned before you're talking, some of the family is still in the business besides you. Let's talk about the leadership team and some of the people that are still in the Waldman family.
Thank you. My brother-in-law, married to my sister, Howard Cohen, joined the firm in 1970, and he runs our financial services practice. He is probably one of the most brilliant financial services experts I've ever met. He comes up with some remarkable products that no one has ever thought about and has been very, very successful in helping people, again, maintain their wealth and take care of their assets. My son, Michael Waldman, is with us now. He's been with us 10 years. He runs our employee benefits practice. Michael's a graduate of the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania. We always joke about, why did you come into our business? He's fabulous. Our clients adore him. He's brilliant. He thinks out of the box and has developed a really wonderful practice to the point where our benefits practice is now our second largest revenue producing practice. Then we have another partner, Todd Channon, who is not a member of our family, but everybody thinks he is. Todd is wonderful, like a little brother to me, and takes really good care of our commercial, property, and casualty clients, as well as our personalized clients. Wonderful young man, does a fabulous job.
Well, the mark of a good leader, as far as I'm concerned, when I'm working with my clients, is a CEO or a key executive that hires people that know more than they know. And it's obvious you've brought people in that have a certain amount of expertise that you don't have to have, and they have that. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. I learned early on, get some great people in, stay out of the way.
Well, you also mentioned all before we started that you have won an award as far as one of the top companies in Dallas for working. And tell us about that.
Steve, we were so honored. This last week, the Dallas Morning News announced at an event, Top 100 Places to Work. And this clearly came as a direct result of our employees reaching out to the Dallas Morning News and saying they would like us to apply for one of those spots. What a great thing for us to have.
So it was an honor just to be asked.
It was an honor to be asked. You know, there are almost 7 million people in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area, and to be one of the top 100 places to work really means a great deal. It was very touching. We had 20 people at the event. Our employees, a number of them were there. They felt so great about being there and about being there for us. It was something that you can't buy, and you really don't ever really know how to deal with something like that. I was so proud.
And the nice part of that, it's not coming from you, it's coming from your employees. So
exactly.
It's not fixed. They have to say that.
Frankly, and I would personally never apply for that because it would be inappropriate. I think that you have to have your team and your staff come forward and make that kind of a move, and did it without my knowledge. One day I found out it was happening. The next day, or a few weeks later, I found out that we were in consideration, and now we're in the top 100. Very, very wonderful honor.
In the last minute and a half or so, I want to talk about something I think you have a lot of a passion about, too. Your business is 75 years old, but part of the reason your business has been so successful is because of your relationship with your clientele, but also because of your giving back. Talk a little bit about your community involvement and what you're doing for the Dallas area.
We're so lucky. This community has been so great to us. I believe we live in one of the greatest communities in the world. And one of the responsibilities we have is to give back to our community. I have been the chairman of the board of the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas. I'm presently the chairman of the board of the Dallas Holocaust Museum, Center for Education and Tolerance. My son Michael, at 34 years old, is already a past president of the Dallas Jewish Historical Society. He's involved in a number of charities. My brother-in-law, Howard Cohen, incredibly involved in a number of charities, not only from a standpoint of his pocketbook, but the effort that he puts forward. And our partner, Todd Shannon, is now the president of Congregation Sheret Israel and just completed a term a couple years ago as the president of Jewish Family Service. So we give back. We sponsor up to 40 entities a year with finances as well as involvement to help those charities.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell people how they can get a hold of Waldman Brothers.
Well, you can call me at 972-759-3722, or you can call our main number, 972-458-8700, or, of course, on the Internet at www.waldmanbros.com.
Waldman Brothers, WALDMANBROS.com. Steve, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you very much for being here. That is Steve Waldman. Steve is CEO of Waldman Brothers. Don't go away. We're going to talk pizza when we come back. We have the CEO of CC's Pizza with us, Darren Harris. We'll talk to him right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to talk about pizza. We have CC's Pizza CEO Darren Harris with us. He's a seasoned pizza business executive with nearly 20 years of restaurant industry and franchise experience. Darren joined CC's in August of 2013, just a little over a year ago, after a stint as chief operating officer for Primrose Schools, an Atlanta-based franchisor of educational child care centers. Prior to that, Darren served as Senior Vice President for Arby's Restaurant Group, where he revitalized franchise growth and led the development strategy for the $3 billion franchise group. Darren began his restaurant career with Pizza Hut. His extensive franchise experience includes being an owner and operator for multiple Papa John's Pizza and Qdoba Mexican Grill restaurants. He's also held key senior officer roles for Captain D's Seafood and Orion Food Systems. Darren, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, I didn't mention this, but I did see this in your background. How does a professional baseball player get into the franchise business?
Hey, it's a very interesting story. It was I came back from Italy playing professional baseball. I'd been hurt, and so.
And before you continue, why Italy?
So after I'd hurt, it was a rehab stint to play with Major League Baseball International and someday have a real World Series. So the fun part was I got to teach kids the game of baseball in Italy and also play on the weekends and continue my career and get paid to do it. So travel the world and get paid to do it. And so after I got hurt, I came back and entered grad school. And during grad school, I went to work for the Montreal Expos. And I kept thinking, how do we get people to come to our stadium, right, besides for a businessman's lunch? I said, we've got to get better food. So what happens if we license these national brands, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, or whatever? And so I came from Wichita, Kansas, where Pizza Hut was headquartered at the time. And I had friends and family who I'd played baseball with as a kid and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this idea? What if we bring Pizza Hut to our stadium? I know I can increase our sales and our revenue and our ticket sales and bring people here. And it led to a conversation about, you know, we're thinking about doing airports with Pizza Hut and we're thinking about doing stadiums with Pizza Hut. And it's probably too small for us, you know, your spring training facility in Florida for the Montreal Expos. But what do you think about joining us to help lead this, you know, brand growth around the country? And I said, I'm almost done with grad school. I'll be done in a couple months. So I think let's talk more about that. Long story short, as I did my graduate school thesis on how do you develop co-brands and how do you develop co-brands in airports and hotels, convenience stores, and schools, and I was brought on board, two of us, to say, how do we lead this growth around the country? And fast forward, we had 400 locations 2 years later. And today, one of our franchisees, Pat Williamson, the COO of Pizza Hut many years ago, is one of our franchisees, and he was the one that brought me aboard to help do that launch of non-traditional locations around the country.
That's amazing how that works. Beck, what year was that when you started
that? That was in 1992.
And that was apparently about the turnaround where franchise restaurant businesses were getting more involved with sports because it was limited before that.
Absolutely, very limited. It was more of a marketing agreement to have advertising within a stadium versus actually having food where people were, you know, high traffic areas. So our goal was, where do we put food where people can access it?
Well, you've had a business, a lot of experience in the franchising business, mostly with restaurant concepts, including Papa John's and with Pizza Hut. But what was the excitement for you in becoming CEO of CC's Pizza? What was the allure to you? What did you want to do, and what are you doing?
So at CC's specifically, with my background, I felt I could add value from a standpoint of coming in and understanding the business day one. But also for our system, you know, it was important that we, as we look at changing the brand and changing the trajectory of our brand, connecting with the people and giving them great strategy on how we're going to grow it. So, for example, my background on being on the franchise side, immediately it was to go out and connect with the hearts and minds of our franchisees and our guests and help them understand that I've been there. I understand when times have been good. I understand when the times haven't been so good. And so how do we now take that into account and make our strategy better? But then our strategy is about connecting with people. It's connecting with our franchisees, connecting with our guests. And so I say this often to our team. CC's is about having a relationship with our people, our restaurants, and our food. And how do we become out of that a favorite?
It's interesting you say that. As I work with my clients, I talk about the experience that customers get, especially when it comes to restaurants. It's really more the experience, especially with CC's. You have so many things going on with the endless pizza, with the bottomless drinks, with children's birthday parties, with sports teams that come in. It's going to a CC's Pizza, even if you're going there by yourself, there's some kind of experience you're gaining. And now it sounds like you're broadening this by developing even more relationships with everybody else and the food.
Yeah, one thing that CC's has always been known for is being able to connect with the community. And so that it was founded on a concept by the founder of Preachers, Teachers, and Coaches. And we've evolved that a little bit to still stay core to who we are and that connect in that community. And like you said, whether it's the Preachers, Teachers, and Coaches or ball teams, or we can serve a bus if they pull up, right? But now we call it give more, serve more, be more. So how do we're always in it to serve people and make a difference. And out of that, we'll end up making a dollar.
Well, it's interesting when people walk in, they're paying for the pizza. They're paying whatever they have to pay for before they get it. But after that, that bill is taken care of. It's nothing but relationship and experience after that.
No question.
So in your first year, what have you changed? How have you moved CC's Pizza so far?
So interesting. In my first year, I started with going out and meeting with franchisees and meeting with guests and just doing a listening tour for 3 months and spending time with our team and asking, what is it that we need to do to evolve our brand and move forward? And what I heard over and over is quality and cleanliness in the restaurant from our guests. We want better quality pizzas. And interestingly enough, that also is what our franchisees said. We want a product we can be proud of because that's what we used to be. We used to be the experience that was, wow, I can't believe for X price, $2.99, we can get all this. Not only in the people, the service, the food. So how do we take that and build the future off of that? And that's what we've done. We've connected with our franchisees. We've took their ideas into heart. We've connected with guests through our social media and saying, what would you like us to change about the quality of our product? Fast forward a year later, we now just rolled out a new campaign called Better Believe It, where we've done exactly that. We've taken their feedback and we've implemented into our product and made all of our products better, improved the more sauce, more cheese, a larger product, garlic butter on the crust. Hopefully I'm making you hungry.
I'm salivating right now. I'm also looking at your website, which has a pizza on it, which is also adding to my my salivating. But you also add pizza. The website is ccspizza.com, and you have a kind of a minor bribe on there too, getting people to tell you their guest experience to have a chance of winning a free $25 gift card, which I think is a great idea to find out. Because if your guests aren't telling you how they feel, you have no idea what you can do to improve.
Absolutely. And it's been a great process because first we went out and we did guest research and they told us improve your quality. So then we made the improvements and we asked them again, are these the things that you want? And we learned even more ideas from our guests, even to give you a sneak peek under the tent for a future limited time offer is what's coming next out of that social campaign.
I saw on here that you have a special right now at $5.55. Through the month of now or December or something like that?
That's right. We're now promoting our new better quality pizzas at $5.55 all in November.
Well, when I'm watching sporting events on TV, it's nothing but beer and pizzas. It's a very competitive business, and you have to develop that edge. It sounds like that's what you've done. But you're also changing the footprint and the design of the restaurant too. How are you doing that?
So going forward, in some of our new restaurants, we're making it smaller. But what we know about our guests is that they like it to be a social experience. So we're redesigning the feel and look of the brand to connect to today's crowd, a more comfortable environment, a smaller footprint, and some more brand engagement elements. So the way you would interact with the product, you could go to the buffet and it's all glass so you can see the product. You have comfortable seating, some different types of seating, some bar height seating, some smaller stools, and really just a more modern appeal and environment.
What I always liked about going to CC's Pizza, if you told the employees about a specific pizza you'd like to have, they would make that for you. So you really are unlimited in terms of the service they can give. But I do want to ask about your future growth. You have over 10,000 people employed with CC's franchisees. You have 465 restaurants. You're in 34 states. Where do you go from here? How much larger do you want to get? And what do you want to do in 2015?
So for us, it's about keeping the stores that we have and keeping them healthy and then growing on top of that. So we're in the process of building restaurants throughout Austin, throughout Charlotte, throughout Washington, D.C. corporately, and our franchisees are doing the same. So for me, it's about let's make sure that our brand is strong and then add locations where demand needs to be met in our core markets.
Now, you are looking for franchisees at the moment too, is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're in 33 states today. And we'll look for franchisees in those states. So primarily we have stores in Texas and North Carolina, D.C., Florida, and those are the main markets we're looking to grow.
Do you want your franchisees to add more locations in their franchise area, or are you just looking for new franchisees?
Both. Both. So we're looking for our existing base to continue to add new locations, but also we'll go and expand with some of our franchise, with new franchisees. We just recently signed a new franchisee in Branson, Missouri. So, you know, we'll go into new markets. We'll go into our existing base of markets with new franchisees as well.
You mentioned that you're going to change the prototype and make it just a little bit smaller. Have some of those been put into place already?
Our first one opens in December here in Dallas. And we have two more opening in Austin after the first of the year.
Are you going to go into your existing restaurants and do some tweaking to make it look like the newer restaurants?
Yes. We open a prototype in the Colony that we've learned from. We're opening a second prototype in reopening and remodeling a store on Park and Coit with a whole new look and feel for Cece's Pizza.
So pizza apparently as a food is getting bigger and bigger. I see a number of new pizza restaurants opening up, both sit-down restaurants, and I've known a couple of franchise-type restaurants opening up too. Is that in the back of your mind too as you're developing new concepts for your stores?
Absolutely. It's a very competitive segment. Right now the fastest-growing concept out there is the made-to-order pizza. So you go through a line just like you would at Subway or Chipotle and have it made right in front of you. And if you think about it, you mentioned it earlier, you can come in and have one made the way you want it at Cece's. We've been doing it for the history of the brand. And so we think there's ability for us to build upon that core of our business and still serve the uniqueness of our buffet.
Well, as I think about it now, I've been to your restaurants for lunch, and a person can go in by themselves and have lunch right there. And the pizza, compared to the fast food pizzas where you can go in and have one made while you're watching, that one's made already correctly as a pizza. And it's a little bit has more quality to it than ones that are made rather quickly.
Absolutely.
Well, you have you've been in business for a number of years. You've had a lot of franchises you've worked with. What advice would you give other entrepreneurs that are attempting to be successful?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite questions to talk about because after being a franchisee, I can tell you the thing that I remember most is, you know, I was in the middle of the business every day and having to make decisions on the fly. And I forgot how many great resources I had touched base with throughout the years where I had at the support center office in the franchise I was in to call and say, you know what, I'm getting ready to make a marketing decision or I'm getting ready to make an HR decision. And what do you think? And here's what I think is the right thing to do. And I encourage that whether it's in our office today or whether it's with our franchisees, is there's so many people around you that want to help. Ask for their help. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call us here at the support center because you may not agree with our advice, but you may learn something that, you know, adjusts your decision that improves your business. And so to this day, I still hold true to that advice. I love having a great advisory board around me, but also I try to encourage that for our franchisees.
Great comments to end the interview. Darren, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Darren Harris is the CEO of Cece's Pizza, and their website, if you'd like to get locations and see what Cece's is doing, is cecespizza.com. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been a terrific show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.